You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Ozzy Osbourne and Neil Greenberg. He is our analytics man. What up, Greenberg? How you doing, bud?
I'm doing super. How are you?
We're good, man. We're good. I'm curious. What'd you make of that Super Bowl, dude? You've been on the right side of a lot of auxiliary lines. Did you have the Eagles kicking the Chiefs' ass like that?
I did. I actually was on the junkies on the Friday before Super Bowl and advocated Philadelphia -2.5 and -6.5. So it was a good day for me.
All right, great.
Very good day for you.
What made you think you could get it? What made you think Philly could take advantage like that?
Philly's been really good all year long. Kansas City had some struggles. I never really was as high on Kansas City as most other people. And then when you just looked at the betting markets, you know, there was a lot of public sentiment around Kansas City. They actually got a big bet on Kansas City, which moved the lines a little bit. So it just made, you know, just made the most sense to look at a Philadelphia big win, and most teams win by 3 or 7 points. So I figured if Philadelphia is going to win, they're going to win by one of those two margins. I had no idea it'd be a blowout, but you know, I'm still happy with the outcome from a betting perspective.
Sure. What? This is a much harder question to ask, right? But what, if any, lessons do you take from the Super Bowl for a young Washington team that has to compete with what is largely a young Philly team in the division?
Well, you know, every year you look at who won and you try to figure out how to beat them. That's what Buffalo's been chasing Kansas City for a couple of years. It's pretty clear that Philadelphia is really good in the trenches on both sides of the ball. And if you want to have any hope of dethroning them, in the division, let alone in the NFC, you're going to have to be just as good. And I think Washington is lucky because they have a lot of money to spend and they could address a lot of different areas, but you absolutely have to upgrade the defensive line on the edge and probably the interior offensive line at an offensive tackle. Looking at the way Philadelphia was able to do what they needed to do without blitzing, you know, that's something they've been able to do all season. They've had one of the best pass rushing defenses in the league. So, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely going to have to get better in the trenches.
So I'm asking this question. I know everyone here is all automatically talking about receivers. I believe you have to build in the trenches as well, because all the success we had winning Super Bowls here were because we were damn good on offensive defensive line. What do you think they will benefit most from? Building in the trenches or going out and trying to get, everyone thinks, a cornerback or a wide receiver?
Well, you need all of that, right? But
which will make the success happen quicker?
Edge rusher.
All right.
You know, because if you think about it, the most important position is quarterback. And then
I say quarterback and then the people who chase him.
Right, exactly, yeah. And you just look at, you know, the offensive efficiency on drives with 0 sacks to 1 sack. You can cut that almost in half in terms of a points per drive perspective. So I think the edge rusher would be a clear number one need going into the offseason.
I tend to agree with you. I mean, when we have this conversation, it's not like the suggestion is to ignore the receiver position. They currently have two under contract. You're going to have to bring people in. It's more an allocation of resources. One thing, I'm curious, Neil, if you've done a deep dive on this or what, but one conversation people love to kind of throw out is, well, you've got the quarterback on the rookie contract. You got to be aggressive now. But I think if you look at, I mean, hell, this Super Bowl, you had neither quarterback on a rookie contract. In the last two NFC and AFC title games, you've had, what, two out of eight quarterbacks be on rookie contracts? You had Purdy last year. I think some of the spend a ton right now is ignoring the fact that if you do that, Jaden on March 12th, they can probably do it sooner than that because they don't have to wait for the new league year. Jaden's going to sign the biggest deal the NFL's ever seen in February of 27. And then all of a sudden, everything's going to look dramatically different. Like, I think it's too much of a simplification. They should be aggressive and spend, but you have to be cognizant of what's coming, too.
Yeah, and that's what Philadelphia is really good at, kicking the can down the road from a salary cap perspective. I have a lot of belief in the front office of Washington that they know how to manage the cap, they know how to allocate resources, they know how to evaluate talent. The market is what the market's going to be. You can't control who's going to be available, and you can't control bidding wars or anything like that. You can set prices and kind of get an idea of what you're willing to spend. And then you have to, then you have to make some decisions, right? You have to make a decision such as, should we get this player who's the best at $7 million a year, and I'm just throwing out numbers, or can we bring in the second best guy for $5 million, coach him up, and get almost, the same type of production? Like, those are the questions that you have to be asking when you're looking at who's available. But I think that this front office will be fine. They know what they're doing. They deserve the benefit of the doubt. I've said that before. And I do think that they're going to build through the offensive and defensive line before they start to look at wide receiver, because I do believe that they think they have their guy in quarterback that can make stuff happen. And that means getting guys on the field that can have some chemistry with that. They don't necessarily have to be the best wide receivers, but just to be able to do the things so that Jaden can make the plays or at least take some pressure off of Terry McLaurin, I think is the way to go. But that's just my opinion sitting at home.
Well, I kind of think like you. If they had the success they had last year with the O-line and defensive line that they had, if you improve those things, you could probably have some level of success with these guys being together again for another year. But you still want to improve some places, but you don't have to break the bank at cornerback and receiver. You could go mid, you could just jump up a little.
Yeah, and the cornerback position is interesting because, there's a lot of data out there that says the cornerback is also important in terms of the pass rush, because that is what is buying your defensive line time to get to the quarterback, right? Good coverage, quarterback has to hold the ball longer, allows for more pressures. So I think that even I would move cornerback above, wide receiver and linebacker as like the third most pressing need, because I do think that can make a difference. You get an edge rusher, and then you get a cornerback that can cover some dudes, or at least, make the quarterback hold the ball on. Again, we talked about this, half seconds matter, right? Another half second or a second, that's a huge difference for the defensive line in terms of being able to get to the quarterback.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow Greenberg at N Greenberg on X and Instagram. Check out all his work in the Washington Post. Let's zoom out a little bit from the Commanders and talk league-wide. Of the NFL jobs that changed coaches, what did you think was the best job, and who do you think made the best hire?
That's a good question. I like the Jets hire only because they're starting from scratch, and I think that that was important for that franchise to kind of clean house, move on, and try to figure out what they're doing in the AFC East. I think the most difficult job, and this is evidenced by it was the longest to remain open, was in New Orleans. Mm. I just don't think they have the pieces to compete. You know, you look around the league as to, you know, like the Bears, you know, like what they have to offer and what you're able to at least start with. You know, a lot of talk about Cliff Kingsbury, you know, having the job if he wanted it. I don't blame him for passing. I think that, you know, that's a tough gig to be in. So, yeah, I think that the Jets are probably making the right moves, and it's going to be tough for a new guy in New Orleans.
What are your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers? Do you see a landing spot for him? I know Aaron, we say he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play, but he's also a headache. And I think a lot of young coaches or young GMs are not going to want to deal with that.
Yeah, there's always – I think there'll always be a spot for, a four-time MVP quarterback that wants to be somewhere. It comes down to, like, what are the expectations, right? Like, as a starter, you know, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be a tough sell. I thought the Jets were going to be very good with Aaron Rodgers. I thought he'd have at least one more decent year in him to make some stuff happen or at the very least compete in the AFC East. That obviously wasn't a thing. 41 years old, you know, that's football old. So it'll be tough. You know, it really just comes down to, you know, what the price is and then what the expected contribution is. I know someone will give him a contract just to say that they got Aaron Rodgers and, you know, hope that there's one last spark in there. But I think it's pretty clear that he's going to have some trouble competing. This is the third down year. When you talk about the injury year last year, even though it was fluky, you know, 41, 42 years old for a quarterback is football old, and it becomes very difficult for them to produce at even an average level at that age.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Dude, I said this yesterday, and B doesn't necessarily agree with me. I think of the team, of the places he could go, the only one where I think it could make sense is Pittsburgh. And I don't think it's going to happen, but maybe, just maybe, Tomlin is the one dude that could get him to shut up and play, for lack of a better word. Like, of every other spot, where's he going? The Giants? You think Daboll wants to deal with that at this point? Like, I mean, just look around. Tennessee? They're going to try that when they have the number one overall pick? I think we all agree Rodgers would be god-awful for a young quarterback. I think it's possible nobody wants him, man.
Yeah, that's certainly possible. And, you know, with the way the Jets kind of hardlined him and said, hey, if you want to be here, it's football all the time. It's none of this extracurricular stuff that you've been doing. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to wonder if other clubs are going to do the same thing, right? I mean,
Carroll get him to behave for Vegas?
You know, everyone says yes until it doesn't work, right?
Right.
And then if it doesn't work, it's a huge issue. Like, I don't know. I know everyone would say the right things. Oh, I want to be here. Because there's $1 million at stake. Like, if you're Aaron Rodgers, it makes no sense to be the malcontent at the beginning. Everything is rah-rah, rainbows and roses. You know, of course he's going to, you know, listen and do the right thing and be the team player because he's going to be making millions of dollars if he doesn't.
Yeah.
But then it only takes, you know, one practice where Pete Carroll or Mike Tomlin want to see something a little different and, you know, you have a malcontent on your hands. So... Yeah. I think it's a huge risk there. Personally, I think that there are other, you know, you're probably better off not, you know, invoking that or at least taking that on. There's other, as a coach especially, you know, your window is small, right? Average coaching tenure is, what, 3 years? Mm-hmm. And I know Tomlin's been there a while, could probably get away with a lot more, but, you know, you still have to win in this league. And if you make the bet on a guy like Rodgers and it doesn't work out, you know, that reflects poorly on you, too.
Totally.
Especially because you got all the Rodgers that was winning MVPs was not the dude playing for the Jets last year. And, like, Kirk will be available. Darnold will be available. I am fascinated to see what happens with Mariota. Like, there's a lot of options that maybe you don't have to deal with McAfee and ayahuasca and everything involved in the Aaron Rodgers experience. And I mean,
he leaks everything. If you don't want to leak, you don't want Aaron Rodgers on your football team.
I love how he like tries to be so sanctimonious towards the media when you are clearly playing the media game, brother. Greenberg, I did want to. I follow you on Twitter, and I appreciate your work. Everybody should at N Greenberg. You've got some math for us on Ovi, who's 15 goals away. Now, granted, there's not a damn Caps game for a month. But when they do finally play again, you've got some math on what fans can maybe expect to try to see him break the record. Let's start with, what do you think the chances are Ovi does break Gretzky's record this year?
Oh, really well. I only have him as a 70% chance to not break it. So I think we're going to see the record fall, assuming he's healthy.
So 80% chance they break it.
83% chance he is the goal-scoring king of the NHL.
That's wild. I like that. Awesome.
Yeah. And I think it happens early April. Like, that's kind of where I'm looking. So if you're local, you know, and you want to start scoring some tickets, I think, like, you know, March 30th versus Buffalo is a good idea. April 4th versus Chicago. April 10th versus Carolina. April 13th versus Columbus. Like, I think those are your best home dates right now to make it happen. The prices are going to start to go up. People are going to start to, you know, as the pool of games start to close, you know, it's going to become easier to kind of figure this stuff out. So if you're looking to start to plan your, and you want to be in the building locally, I think those are the best possible spots.
Sergey,
I'm with it.
Sergey, put me on the list, bro. I'm gonna need a slot. I'm gonna need to do some pregame lives. I'm gonna be there for that as much as possible. I think that's a pretty damn historic moment. I mean, when you talk about Wayne Gretzky, dude, and not to mention Ovi's been robbed of what, a season and a half between COVID and
it
would have
been
lockout
over for a while ago.
Dale Hunter,
jeez. When you think about some of the coaches he dealt with, man, wow. And the mature, like, worldly leader, veteran of Ovi that we now get compared to, like, the young, you know, crazy partier. It's just so cool. I feel like we've got to watch his life evolve. I think Ovi and I are roughly the same age. He and I have evolved together.
Yeah, as I always tell everybody, like, this is what a generational talent looks like. Like, this is it. And to put that moniker on kids coming out of drafts, I think is really ill-advised. But, you know, the best at his craft for the only team he's ever played for, going to be the NHL scoring king, like, that's what a generational talent looks like.
Yeah, I always say, you got to let people play. You know, the problem is, in this day and age, we want to crown everybody. Instead of allowing them to go out there and at least let them play at least 4 or 5 years. But after a season, we're like, oh, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
After a season, after the draft pick.
People are saying that before the draft. I mean,
crazy.
That's right. Like at least suit up.
Right. I mean, dude, like we said it about Chase Young, right? Like that was what we were told. I think even Jaden, who is fantastic, we should try to chill on the generational talent. Like, let's just... He is fantastic.
That is my motto. Let's give it another chance.
I hear you.
I'm happy, but I need to see more.
All right.
It's okay to call someone a generational talent 10 years from when they're drafted, right? Like, you don't have to be first, you know, for 100 players in hopes that you get one. Like, let's just wait, and it's still impactful if we don't put that moniker on someone a decade later.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Makes sense.
Last thing for me, Greenberg, putting you on the spot here. How many DMV local college hoops teams are getting into the tournament?
That's a good question. I am just now like kind of transferring into into that mode. Let's see. We got Maryland, definitely, for sure. I don't know, maybe
you got to put him in a spot. AU, Mason, if we want to count VCU, like if we want to count Towson, we got some options.
There's going to be some decent teams that are going to be represented. I would say Maryland for me is very, very exciting. I think that they could actually do something really well. George Mason, I think Towson, I think those three for sure, maybe American, depending on how they shake out in the Patriot League. But Maryland, I think, is going to be sneaky good. That's a team that if they get like a 6 seed, I think could make an Elite Eight appearance. So that's someone to keep an eye on.
Oh, Greenberg getting me all steamed up.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the time, as always.
All right, love you guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, man.
Our guy, Neil Greenberg. Give him a follow, at N Greenberg.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.